So let's review. The Gemara earlier discussed Mashkanta Desura, an arrangement where a creditor eats the produce of the debtor's field for several years as payment for the debt. The Gemara now discusses another case of Mashkanta Desura, Hahu Shtara Davikosav Bei Shanin Stama. There was a document detailing a Mashkanta Desura which did not specify the number of years he was entitled to have it. Malva Omar Shalosh, Loive Omar Shtayim. The creditor claimed that he was entitled to 3 years of crops, and the borrower said he only committed to 2 years. Kodim Malva V'achlinu L'peiri, and the creditor went ahead and ate the produce for 3 years. In this case, there's a machlekes. Rav Yehuda Omar Karka Becheskas by Leo Kaima, and as Rashi explains, Basar Karka Azlinon. The Loive, the landowner, is the muchsik, and also the presumed owner of the produce. And the malva is the moitzi, the claimant. And based on ha-moitzi mechaveri olav araya, the malva must prove his claim. Therefore, he must repay the produce of the 3rd year. Rav Kahana Omar, peiris becheskas oichlein kaimi. And as Rashi explains, basar achilas peiris as linon. The malva is the muchsik, since he's in possession of the disputed crop. And the loive is the moitzi, who must prove his case in order to reclaim the produce. Now, regarding a sveika d'dina, a case where the halacha is uncertain, we rule karka becheskas by lea kaima. The landowner keeps the produce because milsa deloy avida legluyehi. Its status is inherently unclear, and so the landowner remains the presumed owner unless proven otherwise. However, in this case, we rule hilchasa peiris becheskas oichlehem. The malva keeps the produce because milsa da avida legluyehi vatruchi beidina trei zimni loy matruchinon. The malva may eventually prove his claim, and we do not enforce a payment that we may eventually need to return. The Gemara now discusses a similar dispute. Loive oimer shalosh, malva oimer chamesh, ushtara irkisli. The debtor says the mashkanta desura was to last 3 years, while the creditor maintains he's entitled to 5 years, but claims to have lost the supporting document. Omer av Yehuda, malva nemon, migu di'ibay omer lakuchi hibiyadi. The malva is believed because if he's lying, he could have claimed that he bought the property based on the chazaka of his 3 years of occupancy. However, Rav Zvid, Rav Avira disagree because Hai Shtara Kivin de Luguvainakoi, Mizer Zoyerbe. In the case of a mecher, a sale, chazaka establishes ownership because it's not normal to be careful with the purchase document after 3 years, because the buyer figures there'll be no claims. However, in the case of Mashkanta Desura, the creditor would be careful to retain this document because he needs to prove his right to the produce. Therefore, Michpashu de Kavshe Lishtare, Savar, Oichla Tartin Shanan Yisei Rasa. We assume that he deliberately hid the document to claim additional years. The Gemara now cites a similar dispute regarding an Oris, a sharecropper. Oris oimer lemechza yoradti, ubal bais oimer leshlish hayoradtiv. The sharecropper claims that the landowner agreed to give him a half, while the landowner says he only agreed to give him a third. Rabbi Yehuda Omar, bal bais neman. The landowner is believed. Rav Nachman Omar, akoyel kaminag hamadina. He gets according to the local custom. The Gemara offers 2 interpretations of these rulings. Loi pligi, is actually no machlekes. Haba asra de shakal arisa palga, haba asra de shakal arisa tilsa. The landowner is believed if the local custom is to get 1/3, while the sharecropper is believed if the local custom is to get 1/2. Or pligi, there is a machlaikis in a place where the custom is to get 1/2. Rav Yehuda Amar ba'abayis nemon de'i bayu amar schiriu l'kitihu. The landowner is nevertheless believed, and the oris gets only 1/3 because he could have claimed that the sharecropper is a hired hand and only entitled to wages. Rav Nachman Amar Akoyel Kaminag HaMedina, we follow the local custom, and the oris gets 1/2. The Gemara cites another case where we must determine who has the burden of proof. Yisoymim oimim anu hishpachnu, ubal choyv oimim avichem hishpiach. If a creditor who has a lien on orphans' property claims that their father made certain improvements, and so he can collect them as part of his lien, while the orphans maintain that they made the improvements, and so he cannot collect them as part of his lien, and he must reimburse them. Sover Rabbi Chanina lemeimar ara becheskas yasmi kaima ve'al bal choiv lohavi raya. Rabbi Chanina reasoned that the yisoymim are the muchsik and the malva is the moitzi and must prove his claim. However, Rabbi Yochanan ruled al yisoymim lohavi raya. The orphans must prove their case because ara kiven de luguvaina kaima command de gav yadamya. Since the property was earmarked for collection, it's as if the Malveh already collected it, and he's the Muchzik, and the question now is whether the Yisoimim are entitled to compensation, and so they're the Moitzi and must prove their claim before they can collect. The Gemara continues, Aisu Yasmi Raya de Inu Ashbechu, if the orphans indeed prove their case. Sovar Rabbi Chanina Lameimar, Ki Misalkinan Lehu, Ba'ara Misalkinan Lehu. They receive a portion of the land equal in value to their improvements. However, the Gemara cites Rav Nachman's ruling, B'dami Misalkinan Lehu. They only receive payment, as Shmuel ruled, Shloish HaShamun Lehem Es HaShvach, U'maylin Oysan B'damim, Ve'eluhain, B'char L'Pashut, U'balchoy B'ksubas Isha L'Yisoymim, U'balchoy V'Lelekuchis. We assess improvements in three cases, among them, Balchoyev Liyasoimim. When a creditor seizes land from orphans, we assess the value of the improvements, and he reimburses him for this amount. Zok the Mishnah. Hamakabel Sodom Echaveroi L'Shavua Echad B'Sheva Meoy Zuz HaShviyas Min HaMinyan. If someone leases land for a full Shemitah cycle for the sum of 700 Zuz, the Shemitah year is included in the price, and the 700 Zuz was intended for the crops of the other 6 years. However, kibla himenu sheva shonim b'sheva meyoy zuz, ein hashviyas min haminyan. If he leased the land for 7 years, the Shemitah year is not included, and he keeps the property for another year to compensate for the Shemitah year. The Mishnah now begins discussing the requirement to pay workers promptly. Schir yoyim goyva kol halayla. Schir layla goyva kol hayoyim. An employer must pay his day worker that night by the following morning, and his night worker that day by the following evening. The Gemara explains, Schirus eina mishtalemes ela b'soif. A worker is only owed his wages at the completion of his work. Therefore, the pasuk, loisolen pula sacher itcha ad boiker, to pay a worker by the morning, refers to schir yoim, who's only owed payment once the evening arrives. And the pasuk, b'yoimoy sitein scharoi, to pay a worker by the evening, refers to a schir laila, who's only owed payment once morning arrives. The Gemara adds, Eino over ella ad boiker rishon bilvad. He only transgresses this prohibition the morning after the employment. This is derived from the extra words ad boiker in the pasuk, leisalon pula sacher itcha ad boiker. After that, over mishum baltasha, he transgresses an issur rabbanon not to delay payment, alluded to in a pasuk in Mishlei, al toimer l'rayach aleich vashuv u'machar eten v'yesh itach. The Gemara cites a brisa, ha'omer l'chaveiro itzei schar li poyalim. If someone sends an agent to hire workers on his behalf, and the agent tells them, Schorchem al balabayis, your employer will pay you. Shnehem ein oiver mishum baltalin. Both the employer and the agent do not transgress the law of loisolon pula sacher itcha ad boiker, if the wages are delayed. Zelefi shaloi sachron, the employer does not transgress because it's not considered sacher, since he did not hire them. Vezelefi she'ein pula soy etzloi, the agent doesn't transgress because it's not itach, since he's not the employer. And for this reason, Mereimar Mazutra agri lahadodi. They would hire workers for each other, thus avoiding this prohibition. The Gemara cites another case. Hani shukoi de sura loy avri mishum baltalin. People from the market of sura do not transgress this prohibition, because mei de yadi de al yoyma de shuka samichi. The accepted custom was to pay after the market day when funds are available, and so the workers willingly accepted these terms. And Rashi adds, Su loy avri. Even after this time, they do not transgress this prohibition, since it only applies the first morning after his employment. However, as explained earlier, Avo Mishum Baltasha, Vadai Oiver, they certainly transgressed the Isid Rabbanon not to delay payment.